Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there in cyberspace and live with us. Let me start the camera countdown, and I'll put up the study, and we'll start. Well, Shabbat Shalom. We're one of Messiah congregation. That's Kahal Chabba Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God, Adat Yisrael. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for another Sabbath day that we honor with you, Father. It's your day, and we're here to participate in your holy day. May you bless us, Lord and God, with your blessing from heaven. Send down healing and strength upon every one of us. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. Give us boldness. Give us what we need to make it to the kingdom of heaven, knowing that we're just one breath away from meeting you. And I thank God again for the blood of Yeshua. I thank God for eternal life. I thank God for every one of you and everyone that's continued unto this day. And here we are, 2023. And I thank God for you. May God bless you, and may God always be with you. Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You know, this week I was thinking about, all the churches talk about God's love and love and the love, you know. And so, in Hole in the Wall today, there's my email, there's my website. Let's see. Today is the 22nd of July, 2023. And we are now in the fifth month of God, day four of God, no scriptural Bible name. Some Judaism and some Messianics call it Av, which is made up, so that's made up. But anyway, everyone talks about God's love, so I thought I'd do a study on things God hates. You never hear that in the churches out there, do you? Things God hates. And I'm not laughing because some of it's pretty scary. Psalm 5:5. People should always remember that. Psalm 5:5. The foolish shall not stand in your sight, God. You, God, hate all the workers of iniquity. So this thing, everybody out there outside this building that's breaking God's Sabbath, God hates them. That's a lot. That's a lot of people, boy. You, God, love righteousness and you hate wickedness. God hates wickedness. I remember a while back I did some studies on all the sayings people were starting to say, awesome, wicked, and everything was wicked, and the wicked this and wicked that. God hates wickedness. And in Revelation we have God hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which he hates. God hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans. They're idol worshippers, yeah. If you go to Proverbs, this is not a long study today, but I just wanted to bring up a couple of things God doesn't like, or I should say hates. Yeah, hates. These six things does Jehovah hate. Here's six of them. Seven are an abomination unto him. God hates a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. God hates a heart that devises wicked imaginations. You don't want a heart that devises wicked imaginations. And you don't want feet that be swift to running to mischief. You have to watch where your feet take you, you know? God hates false witnesses that speak lies. God hates a liar. And God hates anyone that sows discord among the brothers and sisters. I'm really happy that, you know, we can see our congregation, God's gotten rid of most of all those people. This is an interesting one. The face of Jehovah is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. That's Psalm 34:16. Here's Deuteronomy 12, verse 30. Take heed to yourself that you be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before you, and that you inquire not after their gods, saying, How did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Oh, no. You shall not do so unto Jehovah your God. Wherever you go, don't fall down and worship anybody else's God, or don't try to do what they're doing. For every abomination to Jehovah, which he hates, have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters, they have burnt in the fire to their gods. That's pretty horrible back in those days, and people are still doing stuff like that today. Yeah, this is a different kind of study. You always talk about the love this, and God loves you, and love. And neither shall you set up an image, which Jehovah your God hates. An image. They set up images on their properties and statues, and which are just made, you know, most of them are made in China or Japan or something. Yeah, and they start talking to them. If you have a picture of Yeshua or Jesus, pretty soon you'll talk to it. Yeah, sooner or later, which is really bad. Jehovah tries the righteous, but the wicked and him that loves violence, God so hates them. He hates them. They love violence, some people. The fear of Jehovah is to hate evil. We're supposed to hate anything that's evil, anything that's not of God, that's evil. Pride, the arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate, God says. Now, when I'm reading this, I know I'm just a person just reading this off a website. We're talking about the almighty, omnipotent creator, the one that's so fearful. When he says he hates, can't even imagine what that really means. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, he hated everyone in the time of Noah, and he drowned the whole world except for 8 people got on the ark. Yeah. God hated Sodom and Gomorrah. He burnt them to a crisp. Zeboam and Admah? Admah and Zeboam, yeah. That shows you God's not kidding. I keep wondering, I wonder why God doesn't do something now, you know? The book of Isaiah, Yeshayahu, says, bring no more oblation, bring no more vain oblations. Your incense, because you're in sin, is an abomination to me. God says, if you're in sin, your new moons and your Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure it. I cannot away with or endure it. Iniquity, even your solemn meetings, reworded, yeah. So, God, you know, if you're in sin, like people, there's a lot of messianics and Judaism and all kinds of, they just do things that are against the Word of God. They add to the Word of God, they diminish from the Word of God. All the Protestants are really lost. I mean, that's beyond even talking about it. And the Catholics, they're gone too. But I mean, just think of that. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates, God says. They are a trouble unto me. I'm weary to bear them. This is the almighty living God saying this. He says, I love judgment. God loves judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I was reading some Lamentations this morning. It's really a sad book, boy. How does the city sit solitary? Yeah. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwelt in the land of Egypt, which dwelt in Migdal and Tahpenes and Tahpenath and in the country of Patros, saying, these are all cities in Egypt right here. He says, thus said Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, you have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem and upon all the cities of Judah. And behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwells therein. Why did he do it? Well, because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, God says, in that they went to burn incense and serve other gods whom they knew not, neither they nor their fathers didn't even know them. Yeah. Howbeit, I sent unto them all my servants, the prophets, rising early, sending them, saying, oh, do no more abominable thing that I hate. God hates abominations, hates anything like that, any evil. No, I bet he, just to look down on the earth, you know, it's just, it must be horrible to him. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear, to turn from their wickedness, or to burn incense unto other gods. Just think, all the churches out there, they all have a different God. Because the Protestant, the Pentecostals are not doing what the Church of Christ does, right? Church of Christ does something totally that the Baptists do. The Baptists are doing something that the Lutheran do, and down, and you can just keep going down and down and down. You know, you can go down the road, the non-denominational, you know, non-denomination. They're not doing, they have a different God. God says, wherefore my fury and my anger was poured forth and was kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. And they are wasted and desolate as at this day. There was nobody there for a long time. Yeah. Hosea says, all their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hate them for the wickedness of their doings. I will drive them out of mine house, and I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. That's in the book of Hosea. Book of Amos, we have... Yeah, there's a lot of things God doesn't like. It says, Amos says, God says, I despise your feast days and will not smell in your solemn assemblies. That's when you're in sin. Amos 6 says, the Lord Jehovah had sworn by himself, said Jehovah, the God of hosts, I abhor, that means I hate the excellency of Jacob and hate his palaces. Therefore I deliver up the city and all that is therein. All these prophets were there. Amos and all these different prophets were there. And they knew what was going on. Jeremiah. And yet they wouldn't listen. Yeah, you should take some of this to heart. I will take all of it to heart, really. Zechariah says, these are the things which you shall do. This is what you should do. You want to know what you're supposed to do? Speak every person truth with their neighbor. Execute judgment and truth and peace in your gates. Okay? That's two things. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are the things that I hate, says Jehovah. So let's read that again. God hates when you make sure you speak everyone the truth to their neighbor. Speak the truth everywhere you go. Don't lie to anybody. Execute true judgment and truth and peace in your gates. That's what you're supposed to do. And let none of you imagine evil in your heart against their neighbor. Don't love any false oath. For all that, all the things that God, he says, God says, all these things I hate, says Jehovah. That's a scary thought to think about that. Book of Malachi says, God actually says, I hated Esau, oh man, and laid his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Malachi 1:3, boy, imagine God saying he hates you. That's recorded in history. Malachi 2:16 says, Jehovah, the God of Israel, said that he hates putting away. He hates people when they do that. For one covets violence with his garment, said Jehovah of hosts, therefore take heed to your spirit that you deal not treacherously. God hates putting away. You know, this was the people of Israel. They used to just want to get divorced for any reason that's not right. Then we have, of course, abominations. Let's read some abominations. What are abominations? Let's read it. If the sacrifice of his offering be a vow, or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offers his sacrifice, and on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. If any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed unto him that offers it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eats of it shall be shall bear his iniquity. So here's another one. It says, all that have no... This is something that we all do. You want to know what kind of fish to eat? What kind of things out of the ocean? All that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, and of all that move in the waters, of any living thing which is in the waters, if it doesn't have fins and scales, they're an abomination unto you. But people made restaurants like Red Lobster and all kinds of horrible businesses out of an abomination. Mind you, just put up an abomination, come and get it. Lobsters and shrimp and clams and mussels and all kinds of other fish that have no fins and scales. Huh? Catfish. Everybody eats catfish. Yeah, catfish. It says, they shall be an abomination to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but you shall have their carcasses in abomination. So there, this abomination is such a horrible thought of something. It says, whatsoever has no fins and scales in the water, they shall be an abomination unto you. And these are they which you shall have in abomination to you, the fowls, among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They're an abomination, the eagle and the osprey and the osprey and all these, and a whole bunch of other animals, a whole bunch of other birds. You're not supposed to eat the eagles and bats. Yeah. All fowls that creep upon the all floor, all fowls that creep going on all four shall be an abomination unto you. So anything that creeps, but all the other flying creeping things which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you. I know people don't like to hear about abominations, but every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth shall be an abomination, shall not be eaten. People, they in restaurants, they in different countries, they make delicacies out of these things, out of insects and bugs. It's horrible. Just think of that. They're eating abomination. Their soul is abominable. They're doing something. Their God really hates them. Whatsoever goes upon the belly, like a snake, and whatsoever goes on all four, or whatsoever had more feet among all creeping things that creep upon the earth, they shall be not be eaten. They're an abomination. There's people that eat snake, people that eat all kinds of horrible stuff. Huh? How about this one? This is a totally different one. Leviticus 18:22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. What? It's an abomination. You mean you're not supposed to have men with men and women with women and whatever else they got going on out there? Should not lie with mankind as with womankind. That's an abomination. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourns among you. So that's an abomination. In other words, when you see homosexuals, of course we try to witness to them and get them to repent, but they're really just walking abominations. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. Whoso shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. If you're cut off, that means you're finished. You end up in the lake of fire one day. Yeah. Here's a word. Here's one of the words. Sheketz. 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 It's a detestable thing, an idol, an unclean thing, an abomination, detestable. Detestation. That's like a lot of times in the Bible. Here's another word, sheketz, sheketz. It's filth, that is figuratively and specifically an idolatrous object, abomination. I'd like to see, God in person, see how much he hates idols and people that talk to them. He must be furious at that. Here's another one, shakats, prime root to be filthy, that is to loathe, pollute, abhor. make abominable, have an abomination, detest utterly. That's another word that's used in the Hebrew. And then, of course, another word is tovah. Tovah is an abomination, a disgusting thing. Unclean idols, mixed marriages. That means people marry animals and stuff. Yeah, in ethical sense of wickedness of wickedness. It's a lot of. It's 113 times abomination and 2 times abominable thing in the Bible. This is not a long study today, just to give you an idea. You know, I know the churches just overindulge everybody with love messages and what God's got a plan for you and God's got something for you. It's never, what did you do for God? Or what did you do anything for God? Here's one that's to'av. It's to loathe, that is, to detest, to make, made to be, a, to hate. Abhor means to hate. To be committed more, or to commit more. Do, abominable, utterly, utterly abomination. These are words in the Hebrew, you know. And there's that, here's another verse, which is different than the other one. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. That's just, the thought of that is just like, oh man. We know some abominations in our lives. They're an abomination to God. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. That's what God thinks. Well, of course, we don't kill anybody today. Or judgment's given unto the Son. He's going to repay them to their face. But just think of that. God hates them so much, he wants just to put them to death. If you steal, if you don't steal, you don't get put to death. But I mean, these guys get put to death. They're an abomination. That's pretty horrible. Here's another one. Pigul. Pigul. It means meaning to stink. Huh? Pigul. Meaning to stink. Fetiv. That is unclean. Smelling extremely unpleasant. Yeah. Here's one. Shikuts. Same thing. Detestable thing, idol, abomination, detested thing. You could read all these. This is a short study today, but I wanted you to see this. This one really got me right here. In the Greek, it says a foul thing detestable of an idol and things pertaining to idolatry. We don't want to be participate in anything that has to do with idolatry or people worshiping other gods. And God hates nakedness. There was just way too many verses to put down for you. But this is very interesting. It says right here, there's a word in the Greek, it means properly. If you're not properly dressed, that's an abomination to God. Properly. Unclad, without clothing, the naked body. Ill-clad. In other words, you're not dressed properly. A lot of people out there, they're not nude, but they're dressed loosely, you know, very promiscuous. Clad with, yeah. So you can see that. That's an interesting word. And of course, there's a word naked. Arom, arom. And that's what it means, naked bare. That's totally different, you know. There's also not being dressed properly. That's really interesting. This is not a long, this is a short study today. But I wanted to bring across to you the things that God hates. He doesn't just love everyone and love everything. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure he's furious with this world out there. And we see that there are many things God hates, right? Just thinking, there's things you eat, that things you're not supposed to eat that God calls an abomination. Ways of life is an abomination. The way you carry yourself could be an abomination. I mean, there's all kinds of what you drink. I mean, you know, whatever you do. So you got to think these things over. God loves judgment and he loves righteousness, you know. It's a short little study today, but I wanted to bring across a message that was totally different than the churches, because they just think God loves everybody, right? Don't they have something called the, what's that sin, unforgivable,
unconditional love.
Unconditional love.
Oh, yeah, and there is no such thing.
There's no such thing as unconditional love. Unconditional. That means that love, no judgment. But this is a message that, you know, make sure you go over this reading a little slower. Because even if you're a liar, God hates it. If you're proud, you act puffed up, God hates it. You know? Wicked imaginations. There's people that have wicked imaginations. And they're, you got to watch where your feet are going. Matter of fact, Yeshua, I think it's in Mark chapter 9 or somewhere in the gospel, God gives a couple of different things, you know, where you're going to end up in hell where the fire is not quenched. You know, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. Or if your hand, cut it off. Or if your foot. So you got to watch out what your eyes do and your hands do and where your feet are taking you. And it's really a good, interesting message because it might be a short message, but it's a message to deter you from doing anything that's not of God. I hate things that are not of God. It really is an offense to me. But anyway.
He didn't go over the month stuff today.
What?
He didn't go over the month stuff today.
The months?
The fifth month.
The fifth
Where
month?
Where it came from and all that.
The month of?
Yeah. In the first of your study, you skipped it.
No, I read that earlier. I said that... I said that we're in the fourth day of the fifth month of God. And I said, Messianus quoted Av. Okay, maybe I didn't, but we're in the fifth month of God. The fifth month, day four of God, no scriptural Bible name. I said Judaism and Messianics call it Av. And again, God hates liars. Calling it Av is a lie, right?
Right.
So God would hate them. Isn't that, I mean, you could think about all the different things God could hate in your life, and you'll start thinking, gosh, I don't want to do that. God hates it. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go there. I don't want to be with so-and-so. I don't want to say that. I don't want, you know, God hates it. But anyway, it's a short little study today. Hope you got something out of it. May God bless you today, and may God bless the rest of this day. May God always be with you. May God bless the food we eat today and the singing we do. And may God always... All I can think is, keep us from evil. Don't let us go into evil, Father. Heavenly Father, keep us pure and spotless. And that's, I know it's a hard thing to think about. You want no spot, no blemish, nothing. And I thank you, God, for giving these messages in the Bible. It brings fear upon me, and I hope it brings upon the rest of the congregation. Because we have to be pure in God's sight. And I thank God again for the blood of Yeshua, for eternal life, and may God always be with you. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Okay, I will stop this right here. Let me stop that.